So in today's first reading, we hear from the prophet Isaiah. He goes to King Ahaz, who's the king of Israel. And he says to King Ahaz, ask for any sign that you want, as deep as the netherworld, as high as the sky, ask for any sign, and the Lord will grant it. Now, I kind of wish Prophet Isaiah would come up to me and ask me for that. I'd ask for new roofs on all of our buildings. Like, that'll be our sign. Or perhaps a sign would be on Wednesday evenings if adoration were packed. You know, standing room only, people coming to worship and give homage to our Lord. I can think of a lot of different things I might ask for if I had that request. But Ahaz says he won't ask for anything. And he says, I don't want to tempt the Lord. But what's really going on here with Ahaz is he doesn't care about Isaiah at all. He doesn't care about the God that Isaiah is preaching about. Basically, what he's saying is, I don't care. Leave me alone. I don't even want to talk to you. I'm not going to ask for a sign. Get the heck out of here. Let me rule my kingdom, and you can do whatever you want, but keep your mouth shut. That's King Ahaz's attitude. He wants Isaiah and the God of Israel to stop meddling in his business, so that he can rule his kingdom the way he wants to do it. He's completely hardened against faith. You know, completely self-willed. You know, but God isn't deterred by that. God gives him a sign anyway. And a sign bigger than anything Ahaz probably could have ever imagined. When he says that the virgin will conceive and bear a son. If we look forward into the future, King Ahaz's great, 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 great grandson. It's 15 greats. If we look down that line, we find a man with a very different attitude. A man of humility and a man who's obedient to the will of God. Joseph of Nazareth. You know, God not just asked him, you know, what sign do you want? But God gives him the sign. He fulfills this sign. The prophecy that was given to King Ahaz, that the virgin will conceive and bear a son. And as we look at St. Joseph in today's gospel, you know, God intervened in his life through this dream and radically changed the course of his life. You know, he asked Joseph to be the guardian of the Messiah, of the Holy Family, and to be the foster father of the Son of God. You can imagine that would be an incredibly daunting task. And who knows what Joseph had planned for his life, but this absolutely would have meant a total and a radical change of the direction of his life. And how does he respond? He responds with faith. Why? Because Joseph was an honorable man. He understood that it was his duty to do the will of God. And he was willing to do that with courage and with fidelity. Even when it meant a daunting task, even when it meant radically changing the whole course of the rest of his life, he responded with faith. And so we have two very different men in today's reading. King Ahaz, who wanted nothing to do with God's will, who wanted to live his life according to his own desires, and another man who is willing to lay down his life if God asked it of him. So the question for us today, I think, is which one are we? You know, we see this same attitude that plays out in our society today on all sorts of different issues. One example, Sunday Mass attendance. You know, I'll talk to people about Mass attendance and say, hey, the Lord requires us to go to Mass each Sunday. And you'll see some people that will respond with the same attitude as Ahaz. Leave me alone. Sunday mornings are mine. I want to sleep in, or I want to do other things. Don't bother me with your religious teachings. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. They may not say it that directly to me. Hopefully they won't. Sometimes they do. Usually not. But they have that attitude. And other people respond with the attitude of faith, an attitude like St. Joseph. They say, well, if the Lord is asking me to do this, perhaps there's some wisdom in this. And if that's the Lord's command, then I'm going to do it. They respond with faith, with obedience, and with humility to the will of God. We see this in regard to marriage laws. Some people will just disregard the church's teaching on marriage. will say, my first marriage didn't work out. I'll just divorce this person, marry someone else. That doesn't work out. I'll marry someone else. And they just disregard the church's teachings on marriage. Other people will recognize the wisdom in God's laws and obey those teachings. The attitude of Ahaz versus the attitude of Joseph. Openness to life within marriage. And some people approach marriage and they say, I'm going to have as many kids as I want. I want one or two kids. I don't want any more than that. That's inconvenient for me. So I'm going to live my life according to what I want to do. Versus other people who are open to the will of God. They say, if God blesses me with more children, if God blesses me with 6, 8, 10 kids, I'll be open to that. Two very different attitudes. It affects people's response to vocations. Young people, some people have the attitude, this is what I want to do in life. I'm going to live my life according to what I want to do. Other people will turn to prayer and say, Lord, what is your will for my life? What are you calling me to do? Two very different attitudes. It plays out in big ways and it plays out in small ways. You know, if we have some extra time to volunteer, you know, what do we do with that time? Do we live our lives according to what we want? Or do we discern what God's will is and follow his teachings? So which attitude do we have? If we have the attitude of Ahaz, living our life the way we want, that basically means we're serving nothing beyond ourselves. And we end up living in a very, very small world that's focused only on our own desires. If we have the attitude of Joseph, honorably accepting God's will, we're serving an infinite God of majesty. It opens up our world to all sorts of goodness and love and relationships beyond ourselves when we serve our Creator, someone beyond ourselves. Either way, God still makes his offer of salvation. Either way, he sends us the Messiah, which we celebrate in this upcoming feast of Christmas. Either way, Jesus Christ died for our sins and opened up the gates of paradise for anyone who will believe in him and follow his teachings. God, on his part, makes the offer and he doesn't retract it. But the question is, how do we respond? Will we respond with rejection, like Ahaz, or do we respond with faith, like St. Joseph? As Christmas approaches, I pray that he might find faith in all of our hearts and find within us the humble courage of St. Joseph, who's a great model of courage and of faith for us. And that our Lord might break through hardened hearts so that we might live for something beyond ourselves and give our lives in service to someone who's so much greater.